Okay, so the question was asked, we have a book of Jonah, which describes Jonah being swallowed by a fish. So what does that mean for a person to be swallowed by a fish? So I would like to address the question in a broader sense, and then come back to the basic question. Being that you said we could take 10 minutes, so let's address it in a broader sense. We have a tradition that the words of Tanakh, the words of the Bible, have multiple levels of interpretation. What we call Pardes. Pardes is an acronym. Pardes literally means an orchard. And Pardes is a Kabbalistic concept, which represents a different Kabbalistic... I didn't say that. Pardes stands for... Does anyone know what it stands for?
Remez,
right? Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod. So we have four levels of interpretation. What does that mean? What does that mean? So that really deserves a series. We'll try to address it in short, but we're not going to be able to address everything about that. Let's take a story, okay? The Torah tells us that Jacob... went back and he was left alone, and suddenly he started fighting with a man, and they're wrestling all night long, and then the man says, "Let me go, because the sun is rising." And Jacob says, "I'm not letting you go till you bless me." Right? Story written in Torah. You open Parshas Vayishlach, story written black and white. And so the man blesses Jacob. What's going on there? Why would Jacob want a blessing from some thug who tries tackling him, right? What's pshat? So we have a story that should be interpretable on the pshat level, the simple understanding. Then there's remez, what the story is alluding to, what's it coming to indicate. Then there's drush, how do we derive, based on derivations, what the story is telling us. And then there's sod, the secrets of the Torah, what's really being said over there. Is any one of them true? Yeah, all of them are true. So what does that mean? That means that the Torah spoke on multiple levels. Let's take another example. King Solomon says in his introduction to the book, Mishle, Proverbs, he says, "Lavin mashalum litza." I'm going to talk to you in allegorical form. I'm going to speak, I'm going to give metaphors. But you have to understand the literal meaning of the metaphor and the deeper meaning of the metaphor. What does that mean? So he has a whole chapter describing how a prostitute seduces a man. Very interesting chapter. He discusses... Oh, so now you want an actual source. Where is that? Okay. So I'll give you the exact...
Can you keep it calm? Because they didn't see it. Just for 5 minutes.
So, King Solomon describes... a second...
Wait, King Solomon wrote this?
Proverbs, yeah.
So he's a really smart guy. he probably had something better to write about. Not better, but like...
It's in the 7th chapter. I'll explain in a minute. So King Solomon describes how the young man is walking in the street and suddenly she accosts him. And she's brazen towards him and she grabs him and she kisses him. And then he goes on a whole chapter explaining how she is grabbing a hold of him. What's it talking about? So the simple meaning is it's talking about what it says. Yet the deeper meaning is that it's talking about different religions that spend time trying to grab innocent souls and seduce them away from Judaism. And then there's a third level of interpretation and a fourth level of interpretation. So King Solomon says when he introduces his work, he says, you know what? When you read what I'm about to tell you, you have to understand it on multiple levels, but you also have to understand the literal meaning. King Solomon teaches us a rule that the way of a wise man is that when he gives a metaphor, even the simple meaning of the metaphor will have an important message. So there's an important message in King Solomon warning us to stay away from a seductive situation. Ah, like you said, he must have more to tell me than that.
Like, it's just such a simple concept. Why would you write that down?
So that's another question which deserves another answer. I just I'm just saying, we have to remember, based on the verse in Proverbs and based on our tradition, that there are multiple levels and they don't exclude, meaning each level has its own importance. You with me so far? Okay. So now when you come and ask me, what does it mean that Jonah was swallowed by a whale? I can just say, well, there are four levels of interpretation. On the simple level, Jonah was swallowed by a whale. On a deeper level, it's talking about something totally different. I'll give you an example. What is Jonah? Huh?
Dove.
Jonah in Hebrew is a dove. Who said we're talking about a human being? Who said the whole book of Jonah is talking about a human being? Maybe it's talking about a dove. And if you look at the commentaries, the Gra, for example, learns that the whole book is speaking about the soul and how the soul deals with the world. And the book about Yonah, the dove, is really speaking about the human soul that comes to a world that's so turbulent and the challenges. And then he goes on to explain what each part of the story represents as far as the challenges of a soul in this world. So that's just, for example, one interpretation. Some of the commentaries learn that the beginning of the work of Yonah, which describes Dvar Hashem Asher Hayah Yonah ben Amittai, the word of God that was to Jonah, the son of Amittai, is introductory. And it's as though there were a colon after that. And the rest of the book is all a vision of prophecy. None of it happened. It's all that vision, which begins with the word of God to Jonah, the son of Amittai, colon. Now what? Everything else is the word of God. Everything else is the story that God tells Jonah. So we have multiple levels of interpretation. On the simple level, and there are definitely sources that treat it as such, Jonah was swallowed by a fish. On a deeper level, no, it's not even talking about, it might not be talking about Jonah, it might be talking about a dove, and it might not be talking about a dove, it might be talking about the soul, which is represented by a dove. And you also have those interpretations, the human soul. The neshama is referred to in Tanakh as Yonah in many places. So Yonah could be the soul. And there are also interpretations that say, yeah, the story is to be taken literally as a vision of prophecy. Not that it literally happened. So you have all options. Okay?